Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Neil Love from Research to Practice, and welcome to Oncology Grand Rounds. We're really excited to be here today and talk about new developments in GI cancers. Well, here's what we're going to focus on today. First, we're going to start out with what I think is one of the most, if not the most exciting development in GI cancers, and that has been the use of the regimen of atezolizumab, the checkpoint inhibitor, plus bevacizumab to treat hepatocellular cancer. But we're also going to talk about how that affects just the treatment of HCC in general. Then we're going to talk about the management of metastatic colorectal cancer. You know, we could talk for a long time about localized disease adjuvant therapy, but there's a lot of action going on in metastatic disease. And in particular, we wanted to, getting into this theme of why decisions are being made. One thing about colorectal cancers, we're seeing biomarkers coming in to help influence decisions. We're going to talk about that. Many of the cancers that we're going to talk about in this series, biomarkers are very important in making treatment decisions. Lung cancer is a good example where the therapy is really determined by a bunch of biomarkers that is done. Then we're going to talk about metastatic gastric cancer, the use of checkpoint inhibitors, and some other things related to gastric cancer, including the use of anti-HER therapy. And then finally, if we have time, we're going to chat a little bit about managing patients, including GI patients, in the era of COVID. I'm going to share with you the results of a survey that we did that we sent to you, to the registrants, about what's going on at your centers across the country as it relates to COVID.